All right, I want to thank everybody for coming out. Obviously, we had a game yesterday down in Washington, and it was a tough, hard-fought game. I'm really proud of the way our guys played. I thought we played really hard. I thought we competed extremely well, and we came up a little short in the end. Washington figured out a way to win the game at the end, and that's what you do at this stage in the National Football League. You try to find a way to win a game that Sunday, and that's what they did. So we've just got to continue to figure out how to finish. We've done a really good job of that for most of the year, and we'll keep fighting for that finish and keep trying to find a way to finish on the top side of these scores. And we've got three very important games coming up, starting with Denver here on Sunday, and we're looking forward to that game, and we'll start preparation for that right now and with the players on Wednesday. As far as injuries are concerned, I'll just give that to you now. Ray Rice had a left hip contusion, should be good. Bernard Pierce had a lower back strain, should be fine. Art Jones, fine. McPhee, fine. Bernard, continues to work with the ribs. He's doing a great job fighting through that. There's no tougher guy, football player, than Bernard Pollard. Marshall Yanda sprained his ankle. We'll continue to have that evaluated, and we'll let you know later in the week after he gets an MRI on that exactly how serious that is. But it seems like a somewhat serious ankle sprain. It's not an ankle break in any way. Jameel McClain's going to be okay. He's got to get some testing done, but he should be okay. That's standard procedure. Leach sprained an ankle, so we'll be working through that this week. Ed Dixon looks better. He ran a little bit today, so he'll have a chance to go on Sunday. We'll see. And Jimmy Smith, the same thing. We'll take a look on Sunday and see how he looks in the week leading up to Sunday. All right? Any question on either one of those two things? Art had a right shoulder bruise, and Purnell had a little bit of a groin, so that's where we're at with those guys.
Are we talking about the game real quick?
Yeah.
Can you talk about the fake punt formation and the timeout and all that stuff that happened?
Yeah, we just had a situation out there where the guys couldn't hear Anthony make the hut call. You know, it got real loud at that point in time, and we executed it really well. We made a substitution, and we were running a certain play in there that we thought had a chance, and it would have probably had a real good chance. But, the offensive line couldn't hear the snap count, and that's something that was disappointing. So the timeout was taken. It should not have been taken. We should have just let the clock run down there at that time and not used up the timeout. That was an error on our part, so that should have never happened that way. So it was a low-risk kind of a deal, an opportunity to go for it on fourth down, and we just didn't execute it very well. Let me go into this. We made a coaching change today. You guys are all aware of that. I know there's been a press release and it's out there right now, but we've made a change at offensive coordinator. We've replaced Cam with Jim Caldwell. It's been something that we went through last night and this morning and had a conversation with Cam real early this morning, then with Jim. And I just want to say that Cam Cameron has done a excellent job here over the last almost 5 years as our offensive coordinator. I think the record proves that. When you take a look at the what's been accomplished on offense for the last 4 years, the games that have been won, the points that have been scored, and really by every measurement, Cam is a very good football coach. He's a loyal, hardworking guy. He's a great friend. Obviously, it's a difficult thing, personally, to do something and to make a move like that. With any coach, especially guys that you've been battling with for all these years. And, Cam's been right in there battling. He's been a member of this team. And I'm proud of what he's accomplished here. At this time, the move is made to give us a chance to be the best we can be. And that's not to say anybody can't do it, but it's just an opportunity to try to get this thing going and become the best offense and the best team we can be. And we feel like it's what's best for the team at this time. And so that's why we made the move. There's nothing more to it than that. And just we'll go forward with that. So Jim will take over. That started this morning. He's working on game plan with the rest of the staff. The rest of the staff is on board. And we'll go to work like we always do. And we'll see how it plays out.
At any time during the draft,
I'm not getting into any of that. We do a great job in this organization of communicating and talking. And I think we've got great leadership here, all across the board. And I'll just leave it at that.
John, in terms of the sideline yesterday, there was some disagreement with the family over how they think that first half.
Well, you have to be more specific. As far as the end of the first half, no. We had a plan there, and we were not going to try to make a mistake. We were not going to put ourselves in position to make a mistake there backed up like that. That was my decision. And if we'd have gotten a play off early, that would have popped. Then you go. And if you don't pop a play there early, then you buckle it down and you get out of there without having a bad situation. We've all seen that happen. So that was my decision on that, and Cam was on board with that. And I haven't heard anything otherwise about that. I've heard nothing about that. No issues with the protection scheme. You have to be more specific.
At the end of the half or the end of a game, your decision or the coordinator to take a knee there or show?
Game management decisions are always my decision. So that was my decision to take a knee there and make sure that we got out of the half whole. You know, the risk reward was not in our favor in that situation, the way I saw it.
John, how long have you been considering the coordinator change, and when did you reach your decision that you would make it?
You know what? You come to these things when you come to them, and doing what's best for the team, which when the point comes where you feel like it's the best thing to do it, you do it. Anything beyond that, I haven't been keeping track of, for one thing, and I don't think it's that important.
How much experience does Jim have in calling plays? I know he's been a head coach and a quarterback's coach assistant.
Jim is qualified. Jim's a heck of a coach. We got a heck of a staff, and they'll do a great job, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
The timing within the season of doing this, can you get the maximum out of Jim Caldwell's offense?
Well, it's going to be the Ravens' offense. You know, that's the way it always works. So, you know, we're down the road with our offense, and we'll continue to build on what we've been doing. You know, I think that's what you do. And Jim's been a part of that the whole season, along with the rest of the coaches. And it's always a collaboration, and we'll do it together. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
John, what does Jim bring to the table as an offensive mind? And also, Jim, you guys just helping to put in some NFL stuff. Do you expect to do more of that with Jim?
Well, Jim, and I try to put this to the whole staff, but Jim's a heck of a coach. And all the coaches on the offensive side are very good coaches. So he brings a lot to the table. You know, all those guys do. And they'll work together, and we'll put an offense out there, and the guys are excited about it. And, you know, I know one thing. I can't wait for Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Any specific qualities, just things that you could jump out to?
I think you guys all know. You've been around Jim all year. You know what kind of coach he is. I mean, what kind of offense they've run in the past that he's been a part of. All those things apply.
Was there something yesterday? Was it the loss? Was it the second half offense? Was there anything that?
Not specific. And we put 28 points up. So you're not going to say, well, you know, it's a reaction to a down offensive performance. It's not that. You know, I think that's really important to point out. It'd be really easy to go, you know, the route that's saying, well, you know, it's a result of something and somebody's taking the blame for something. It is not that. People are going to believe what they want to believe. It's what I believe is best going forward for our offense and for our football team. And that's not to say anybody can't do the job or didn't do the job. Cam is doing a heck of a job here, doing a heck of a job here for a long time. Nobody knows that better than me, and nobody's stated that more times. You know, I believe that. And I also believe right now at this time, the timing says this is the best thing, and this is what we're going to do.
John, you said if you guys would have won the game yesterday, you still would have made
it? You know, that's speculation. I mean, what's the point? We did it. I did it after the game. The decision was made, and this is the way we're going.
What was the response of Ozzie when you talked to him and informed him and the ownership?
Is there anything about – we're going to have to move forward off of this. You know, it's Ozzie's on board. You know, we talk about all these things. We got a great leadership group. We work together on all this stuff. You know, there's nothing more to it than that.
Well, how tough was it for you, given that you guys had a long coaching history and going back to the 90s?
It's tough. Like I said before, it's tough. And it's tough. And then it's tough when you cut players, you know. It's tough at training camp when you have to tell guys that they're not going to play anymore. The dream might be over. Cam's going to go on and coach. You know, he's going to be coaching very soon, you know, in the National Football League. So, you know, 5-year run as an offensive coordinator in this league is pretty good. You know, if you look at the history, it's pretty darn good accomplishment. And I think what he's accomplished is very impressive. So I look at it as more of a positive. And, you know, I know that, you know, it's hard to say that. And maybe guys aren't going to look at it that way. But I'm just not going to look at it as a negative. You know, there's no grand theme here. You know, it's the best thing for our team right now. You make these decisions all the time.